What's up, folks? Mike here, and since I missed out on the Terminator review, unfortunately, or the way that recorder went, possibly fortunately, but first and foremost, kudos to Mickey and Trevor for stepping up and pushing through a recording situation that just had to suck. I'm currently at the Lacewood bus terminal in Halifax on my way home from an advanced screening of Stephen King's Dr. Sleep. Admittedly a tad out of our wheelhouse, but I ended up scoring a what unfortunately for us is an all too rare advanced screening, thanks to the people at Halcon, so much obliged, guys. Now, the movie itself is, of course, a sequel to The Shining. It finds good old Danny Torrance about 30 years or so, eventually anyway, after the events of The Shining. And the interesting thing was, for a Stephen King movie, I think if you're looking for a horror film, you're going to be disappointed, because it's really not. There's not a whole lot here that's truly frightening. There's actually, of all things, I think the best way I could describe this is it's a superhero film wearing the clothes of a horror movie. It has all the elements of a typical Stephen King horror film, but at the same time, it's just not actually all that scary. The plot is essentially Danny meets up with this girl who has been targeted by a group of people, aliens, supernatural creatures. The villains of the film, led by Rebecca Ferguson, who on the one hand creates a fascinating character with Rose, on the other hand, I found that there were times when she kind of switched in and out of having an accent, which was a little distracting. They essentially, for lack of a better phrase, eat people who have the Shining, or the Shine, or as they refer to it, steam. The movie kind of rotates through terms an awful lot and has a lot of trouble picking one. But really, of all the things that I would compare this to, I'd actually go to Logan. It's the same basic story of a main character who has essentially cut himself off from the world for a particularly long period of time, and eventually has to step up and kind of fight one more battle when he meets the next generation of heroes, again, for lack of a better term. The character of Abra, there's an element of the internet that she's going to drive crazy. She's in that she has an extremely powerful shine, to the point that for most of the movie you're not entirely sure what she needs Danny for, aside from the fact that he's the main character and kind of has to be there. But she is enjoyable, well played. I've unfortunately blanked on the actress's name. This is the drawback to recording on the road. Ewan McGregor, it's Ewan McGregor. Like, even if it is a bad movie, you're not going to get a bad performance from him. He does great as Danny, and also as one or two other roles at the same time. Cliff Curtis shows up as Danny's best friend in the film, and almost his moral center and kind of connection to the world. Like I said, there's not a whole lot. Like I said, there's not much that's really scary. This, after the way that It Chapter 2 drove me crazy with its reliance on jump scares, I actually found this to be, like I said, almost a superhero film, kind of a meditation on death and the afterlife, because a lot of the middle portion of the film is essentially Danny working in a hospice and kind of helping residents who are about to die, and kind of like comforts them and guides them into the afterlife. After this cat that lives in the hospice goes to a particular resident's room, and apparently this cat always knows who's about to die, which in and of itself is one of those plot elements that I find a little irritating, because it's this fascinating idea that the movie brings in briefly and then just doesn't go back to, which is a little annoying, because I'm kind of going, I would like to know a little more how this works. It does have one of the other complaints that I had with It Chapter 2 was plot elements would sometimes happen just for the sake of continuing the film, and Dr. Sleep does have that problem a bit, but at the same time, I was spared from the other issues that I had with It Chapter 2, so I was pretty okay with it. And the important thing is, there's only one goddamn ending. And that was, just the simple fact that there was only a single ending was just such a relief. I did have trouble with the very, very ending of the movie, simply because it felt like they were setting up for a sequel with Abra, the girl. And as much as I enjoyed her character, and I think the actress did do quite well, I also just don't feel like this needs any more. Unless there's a third book in this series that I don't know about, which, not really being a Stephen King fan, is entirely plausible. But with that said, I think I'd have to give this thing a 4 out of 5. The movie stumbles in places, but you have interesting villains who could have used a little more backstory. The visual work in Dr. Sleep was... A lot of the things that they do with things like telepathy and astral projection, basically what The Shining is, it's, well, not exactly on the level of Doctor Strange. I was pretty much in the theater going, okay, yeah, I like what I see. Like I said, if you're looking for a Stephen King horror movie, you might be a bit disappointed with this one. But if you're going in just looking for a Stephen King story, you're going to get a decent, oddly, like I said, a decent superhero film. You're going to get a good meditation on death, the afterlife, and so forth. And I thankfully just have no problem recommending this. So, again, 4 out of 5, not perfect, but what it does well, I felt it did do very, very well. And if the opportunity comes up, I might be down for watching it again. And frankly, after It Chapter 2, Stephen King, in my eyes, is redeemed. This was the Stephen King movie, the only Stephen King movie that should have come out. But with that, I will see everybody November the 16th for our review of the Charlie's Angels reboot. This has been done so many times that I've lost track of how many reads are supposed to be on that. So, until then, don't forget to hit those like and subscribe buttons, share this video with your friends, and drop us a line anytime you like.